Philip Bailey and Verdine White are on the phone. Where are you guys right now?
We're in Denver, Colorado, in my beautiful Reverend. Home state.
Oh,
that's right.
Nice.
That's right. Exactly.
So you went. So you went home. You got a break. But let me just say this: 3 days outdoors, Texas heat.
That's right.
And
right.
You came with. I saw the second day in Dallas. And I'm getting all these text messages about how you did in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, Sybil, it's amazing. Philip Bailey's voice actually got stronger.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
I don't understand that. How do you do it, Philip?
Man, I'm telling you, by the grace of God, but we're having so much fun out there. And it's so powerful until, you know, you got to sing if you're going to be up there with all them horns and all those instruments. And Verdine is bringing it. And
oh, man.
It's just amazing. It's just a fantastic. It's like a big freight train moving down.
Now, it's called the Heart and Soul Tour. You got to have a lot of heart and a lot of good hair product.
Exactly. There you go. But like Philip said, it's such a great show, and it's like a big freight train. But the audience is really having a great time, as we saw you out there, Tom, and then all those songs and just so much to choose from, you know.
I couldn't come backstage to see you after the show because I had to go wrench off. I was soaking. I was soaking wet. The show. Tell me if I'm wrong. The show is 3.5 hours long.
Right. Yes. From start to finish.
And you guys say, like, yeah, it is. Yeah. That's the back line.
I didn't count, but I saw maybe 15 tractor trailer rigs backstage.
Oh yeah.
For just all the equipment.
Yeah, alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me ask you this.
It takes about 4 hours to break it down, yeah.
I'm from Chicago, so I grew up with Chicago, and I grew up with you guys, and it just seems like such a great marriage. So how did this come about, this joining of the two groups?
Because this isn't the first time
you've
gone out.
No, you guys have done this for years.
No, it's the fourth time for us. You know, we all met up, and you know, we're all a big admirers of each other's work.
Right.
And so we all decided to say, why don't we try something together? So, you know, Philip got with Robert Lamb. I got together with Jason Sheff, their bass player. And one thing led to another. And it's the fourth one. But it's actually, I think, this is the biggest one out of all of them.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah,
it's the biggest one.
And so you're home now, Philip, and you guys perform tomorrow in Denver?
Yep, we're here in Denver. And ready to rock. Ready to rock.
All right. How many original members are there of Chicago?
Four. Because there's the three horn players and Robert Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there's three original members of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip, mm-hmm. Verdine, and Ralph.
Right.
Right.
And you all are playing each other's music. And that's a lot of music to memorize without sheet music in front of you. Wow.
Yeah.
The instrumentation is the most, it's the greatest show I've seen so far in my lifetime. And
how did you like the Earth, Wind, Fire content? Because I knew, I saw you looking at a lot of the stuff that we were using.
Well, because you changed it up. I like the video mm-hmm. of Maurice.
Right, right, right.
I hadn't seen that before. They have a video montage of Maurice while they play.
Right.
I loved it. All the old
vintage pictures of the band back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
And you changed your playlist too.
Well, yeah, we go deep this time. You know,
sure
we
go paying, deep. You sure do go deep.
Yeah,
right.
We're paying tribute to the 40th year anniversary of Gratitude, and that's the way of the world. So, so we do Yearning, Learning, and
I'm telling you, Sam, it's the greatest concert I've seen in my life.
Yeah, it is a wonderful show, and it's one of those shows that I've seen where mm-hmm. you have generation upon generation upon generation attending with each other.
Right.
You know, a lot of families bringing their kids out and having a great time at the shows and singing along and then telling their kids, you don't know nothing about good music, listen to
right.
us.
will there be a Chicago Earth, Wind, and Fire live LP?
You know, we don't know because we the second time around we did do a
DVD
of it.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But this one, I think, is so much more powerful.
It is.
Yes.
With the content and everything. And I mean, even the music, it's tighter and stuff. If that's possible, it's actually tighter this time.
Right.
So, you know, it'll be great if we get a chance to do it again.
Well, I'm telling you, it is not to be missed. Like Tom said, you guys are in the midst of a really great summer of shows. And if you have
How many more shows are you going to do?
Well, we have about 30 something.
Right.
This is only the sixth show, I think.
The sixth one, right.
Oh, it's 30 shows?
30 shows.
Just getting started.
Okay, good. Right. I got time to find you because I'm busy for the rest of the summer. So, but I am going to find you. I promise. I'm coming to see this show again.
Okay,
all
good,
right.
Tom.
We'll look forward to seeing you too.
Well, everybody should look forward and look ahead to where the show is coming near you, because it is so much fun.
Oh,
so much
horns.
Fun.
And you know, I love some horns.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, yeah. and y'all come out there with Only the Beginning by Chicago, and then you go into In the Stone and Together.
Right.
And then the songs you end with together. What's the one?
25-624.
25-6. Da na na na. Oh.
It is so much fun that a lot of people don't know the music of Chicago, and a lot of people don't know remember some of the stuff, but bringing it back to life, and love hearing you guys sing their music too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank you. We'll see you guys out there, and looking forward to seeing everybody. And thanks for the support.
I'm coming back.
Thank you, Tom. We love you, man.
You survived 3 dates back to back to back in 100-degree Texas heat.
That's hard working.
That's working hard. James would be proud.
Uh.